Great. So, look, it's a great pleasure to have a chance to talk to you this evening. As I said, I'm Peter Quinn. I'm from the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research. We're based in Perth. We're a joint venture of UWA and Curtin, and we're primarily associated with the Square Kilometre Array project, which is nearing the exciting stage of its life, basically. So I'm here to tell you a bit about that tonight. I got to explain to you a little bit about what a Square Kilometre Array does, and it's obviously a big telescope, a big radio telescope. Some, of order 14 billion years ago, there was a Big Bang event, and that universe exploded into a very hot and thin plasma. And after it expands and cools, all the things that we see, the galaxies and stars and planets, condensed out. And that took about 13.7 billion years. Is us looking at all the things that happened along that journey. And we'd love to understand in great detail how that whole process occurred. You know, what were the first things to form, and et cetera, et cetera. So we'd like to look back to this sort of interesting time in the universe where the universe was cool enough for the first times for things to form, things to condense out. That's the end of the period we call the Dark Ages, and it was about a billion years after the Big Bang. So the SKA is really a telescope designed to do exactly that. We have a really interesting advantage as astronomers because the further away something is, the longer light takes to get to us, and therefore the older it is. So we're seeing backwards into the history of the universe. Unfortunately, the further away things are, the fainter they are as well. So you need a bigger and bigger eyeball to see things which are effectively further and further back in time, right here on the Earth. And we have telescopes. We have our eyeball, first of all. It's about 10 to the minus 5 square meters of a collecting area. It's not a terribly big telescope, but we've got bigger telescopes like the Parkes, famous Parkes dish. That's about 1,000 square meters of collecting area. And it does a good job of looking at things which are pretty close by in the universe. If we want to go further away, we need more eyeballs. And so, you can put more Parkses together and make up more eyeballs. That gets you further out into the universe. But where we really would like to be is a distance 10 on that ladder, which is where this very first things in the universe began to form. And so that's about 10 times further away than we can currently see with our telescopes. And unfortunately, if it's 10 times further away, it goes like the area. If you want to build a telescope to see it, you have to go like 10 times squared or 100 times bigger. And so 100 times, 10,000 is a million square meters or a square kilometer. So square kilometer is a telescope that's designed very deliberately to see back to this very first objects that form. The Square Kilometer Array, we're asking for a factor of 3,000 improvement in just one generation of telescope building. So it's a very big step to take just in one generation to achieve this vision of seeing the very first objects. And lo and behold, it's almost exactly the same ratio as the distance from low Earth orbit to the moon. So it's a very much an Apollo-like step in our capabilities as astronomers. So the International Square Kilometre Array project began about 20 years ago. It's based, the headquarters is based in the UK in Jodrell Bank. That's where the headquarters is. There is an intergovernmental organisation, an organisation of multiple member countries that was formed. In fact, it was formed just the early part of this year in its final form. So this group of countries, 15 countries, is getting together to build this thing called the Square Kilometre Array. For the last sort of 7 or 8 years, we've been designing it, getting all the requirements together to build it. That was about a 200 million euro effort. But now, as of just a few weeks ago, on the 29th of June, the green button has been pushed and we can now start the construction phase of the project. And that construction phase will go for the next 7 or 8 years and cost about the best part of about 2 billion euros. So it's a very big international science project to build something with a square kilometre of eyeball. So it's going to be built in two parts. The one part here in Western Australia called SKA Low, which is the low frequency part of the array. It consists of lots and lots of things that look a bit like Christmas trees that spread around the Western Australian desert. There's 130,000 of those things going to be there over an area of about 100 kilometres by 100 kilometres. And it receives signals which are very similar, very simple, like the FM radio stations, around about 100 megahertz or so. The SKA Mid, the second half of the telescope, is going to be built in South Africa, in the northern part of the Cape Province in South Africa. It consists of about 200 dishes. So these are higher frequency receivers, about 10 times higher frequency than SKA Low. It does a different science. SKA Low and SKA Mid do different science, but they kind of work together to produce the Square Kilometre Array scientific objective. So those are the kinds of scale of project. We're talking about hundreds of kilometres by hundreds of kilometres, hundreds of thousands of individual antennae. Western Australia, of course, is a great place. It has lots of good things. We know we've got the world's best wine and the biggest holes and various other things, but we also have a lot of nothingness in Western Australia. That isolation of the West Australian desert is like gold because it means that we can put things out there, radio receivers in particular, which are very, very sensitive. And so there's nobody out there to interfere with them. There's no towns, no people, there's no mobile phones, etc. So it's an ideal place to build the world's largest radio astronomy observatory. So there's no interference out there because there's no people and no things. We are a very clean spectrum, and that's a great place to do astronomy. So over the last, or since about 2007, there's been a lot of preparation for this project. So in Western Australia, we started the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research. We built an observatory up in the Midwest, in the Murchison part of the Midwest. We put in power stations and fiber optic cables and supercomputers. So there's been lots happening even before the first sod is turned on the SKA itself. There was about $500 million expended in this stuff even before the first sod was turned. The construction contribution of the from the federal government consists in two parts, which together constitute about $700 million Australian dollars. And that's Australia's share of this. Australia was a 14% member of the project. So 14% of the construction costs, 14% of the operations costs come to Australia, and the rest of the costs are spread around the other 15 countries. But our chunk of this is about $700 million. And it's going to result in about $500 or $600 million worth of infrastructure being put into the West Australian desert. Several hundred jobs are going to be created over the long term. $65 million per year coming into the country in operations, running costs. So it's like a big mining project. It's a multi-billion dollar enterprise. And Australia effectively gets far more than its investment back in return in various ways, not just the science, but also the jobs and the construction, et cetera. So in Australia, it's about 800 kilometers as the crow flies from Perth, northeast. And on that site for the last sort of best part of 10 years, we've been building things. So we've been building this array of dishes, which is called the Australian SKA Pathfinder, and it's 36 small dishes to test out some of the technologies, basically, for the Square Kilometre Array telescope. So that's out there. It's been out there for 4 or 5 years now as a new scientific instrument, basically testing out, as I said, some of the infrastructure. We've already also had to put a lot of infrastructure into this site. This is out in the middle of nowhere. So it has to have power, it has to have water, and roads and various other things. Particularly, it also has to have computers. So we had to build a central control building for those. There are two telescopes out there, the one you saw, which is dishes. And this other telescope consists of these little spider-like dipoles. These are the precursors of the Christmas tree array. And this is, again, called the Murchison Wide Field Array. It's a precursor of the bigger thing to come with, if it's SKA low. And it's, again, a working scientific instrument. So on the site, as I said, as well as the telescopes themselves, there's the control building, which has computers in it. And of course, computers generate noise, so you can't have that happen. So it's got an airtight or a radio signal tight room, about 120 decibels worth of shielding between those computers and the outside world. And these computers basically collect the data from the telescopes and then ship it down the coast to the supercomputer in Perth. We have to generate our own power, of course, and that's mostly a combination of photovoltaics and also a hybrid diesel system to basically produce. This is about a 2-megawatt system, one of the biggest battery systems in the Southern Hemisphere, and that powers the telescope during the day and also during the night. So all this infrastructure has to be put there on the site to basically make sure we can run the observatory. And we're already now starting to roll out some of the precursors. So here are some of the precursors of the Christmas tree-like arrays that are basically going to be the 130,000 of these things eventually on site. So there's a lot happening on site. As I said, these telescopes, the Murchison Wide Field Array, which has about 2,000 of these little spiders out there, it's a working scientific instrument. So it's capable of producing pictures of the sky. ASCAP, again, is a telescope just doing science. And of course, in South Africa, our friends there are doing similar things. They've started to build up their infrastructure for their SKA Mid telescope. And this is some 64 dishes that they've already got there. And it's also doing amazing science. So lots have been happening in Perth and West Australia. We've built up the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research. We're about 200 staff and students now. We've produced lots of papers and raised lots of money. So it's a new scientific organisation. And the reason for that is to anchor some of the returns from the Square Kilometre Array in Australia. We want to make sure Australians, students and Australian citizens and Australian companies benefit from this. And so the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research is one of the ways we can anchor that return in Australia. We are international centre, so we work with our friends all over the world, United States and the UK, doing science with them. And also in the Asia Pacific region, we have lots of partnerships with Malaysia and Thailand and China and various others, because they're all interested in the science of the SKA. We're an organisation which specialises in a number of things. We specialise in science, of course, astronomy. We specialise in engineering and in data science. Those are the skills that we want to basically develop to be able to do the SKA. So the SKA consists of a number, to build it, consists of a number of particular work packages, the dishes, the antennae, the receivers, the software, the networks, and all these things. So ICRA in Perth has been working on three particular projects for the SKA. One is the deployment of those Christmas trees into the desert, because we're here in Western Australia on the ground, we could do that easily. The other is to develop some of the software for the data system, and I'll talk more about data later. And finally, some of how you send signals around the desert on fiber optic systems. So because, as I said, we're on the ground here in Western Australia, we can get out there into the desert and actually do things, which is the other 15 countries don't have that luxury. And that gives us an enormous advantage to learn some of the skills that we need to do to actually build the SKA. And this is happening out there in the Midwest.